Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS, 6:45 on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. City of Wichita handing out $12.5 million in federal pandemic relief.
Two.
U.S. marks grim milestone, 500,000 COVID deaths.
One.
President Biden's COVID relief package now in House Rules Committee, headed for a floor vote next week. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, we've got the southbound I-235 ramp to northbound I-135 closed from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's today through Thursday. So what they're going to have there, they're doing some footings for overhead signs. So that's going to close at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day between today and Thursday. So that's the I-235 ramp to northbound I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and mild today with a high of 68 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 34. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and turning cooler. Tomorrow's high, 48 degrees. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 35 degrees. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. You know, you can listen to Steve and Ted on 98.7. That's FM on AM at 1330. You can also listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. You can listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Lots of ways for you to listen to Steve and Ted and Wichita's number one talk, KNSS. Stocks ended mixed, dragged down by losses in several big tech companies Monday.
A bad day for tech was a good day for cyclical stocks. The Dow up 27 points, the S&P down 30, the NASDAQ down 341 points, or more than 2%, as stocks such as Apple and Microsoft fell. The very stocks that fueled the market's rebound from the coronavirus sell-off just a year ago, suffering as investors begin to mull whether the shares are just too popular and too expensive. Meanwhile, oil prices recovering to pre-pandemic levels amid expectations that mass vaccinations will lead to a revival of travel. Crude futures gained 3.8% to settle at $61.49 a barrel. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Home Depot's fiscal fourth quarter sales surged 25% as the home improvement chain continues to meet the demands of consumers stuck at home and a resilient housing market. Chain also boosted its quarterly dividend 10% to $1.65 per share. Revenues rose to $32.26 billion from $25.78 billion. So everybody's staying home and doing it yourself, and Home Depot's having a good time about that. With a mixed close on Wall Street Monday, the Dow closing up 27 points, S&P down 30, and the NASDAQ down 331 points. Not a good day for the NASDAQ. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. High conflict personalities. Let's find out about that now with Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. You know, you probably have a lot in common with your best friends. You may have a lot in common with the people you do business with. If you know someone with whom you constantly disagree, you will probably not do business with them. Well, there is an evidence-based phenomenon that certain people are considered high conflict, and you'll never win an argument with them. We're all thinking of people in our minds right now, aren't we? High conflict personalities come out in spades in the political arena. I know a few. I'm sure you do, too. Perhaps it's us. I don't know. There is a place called the High Conflict Institute, believe it or not. They have defined the behavior pattern of high conflict personalities. First of all, they have a preoccupation with blaming others. All or nothing thinking and solutions. Excuse me. No compromise. Unmanaged or intense emotion. Extreme behavior and or threats. Now, we all know these people or know of them. Writer Dan Solon describes them this way. They are never at fault and aren't personally accountable. The world to them is black and white, and minor disagreements often escalate to major conflicts. They have poor control over their emotions and often react inappropriately violent, and they often threaten reactions that are out of proportion, like, I'll kill myself if you ever leave me. Well, the High Conflict Institute suggests that 10% of adults tend to have a high conflict personality. Well, how do we deal with this socially or in business? If a high conflict personality is identified, remain aware of that behavior. Do not trivialize it. The best option is to avoid a relationship with them. If you have to deal with them, well, the Institute suggests that you don't confront them with your diagnosis of them. Focus on the future, not the past. What can we do moving forward? And keep conversation centered on facts, not emotions. Difficult, but I guess it can be done. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
You know, seriously, I'm thinking about that, what you were saying. I know it's true, but I can't think of anybody whom I know who's just as you describe. I can't think of anybody. Do you know somebody like that?
I don't think I know anybody who's outright, you know, total, you know, at least, I mean, you read of people, of course, but it's all of those. But I know people who definitely have strong shades of that behavior.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of somebody I've met who, you know, was a young male who is an absolute, an authority on everything. And just, you know, I was just put off by, I'd never met anybody quite that bold about just, he knows everything. I'm not going to say who it is. Yeah, and it's just,
why don't you shut up? I'm always right.
There you go. There's Ted.
Quit talking about me on the air.
There's Ted. I think that what the topic was, and I'll share this much. The topic was, actually it was football, and watching a game with this young man. At one time I've been around him. And he was telling me everything about defenses and offenses and the 4-5 and this and that and going in and all this. I said, "You ever have anybody? He had a linebacker knock the soup out of you, pal?"
No.
No.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just say, "Well, you know a lot of stuff about something." But anyway, and he was like that on other topics too. Just kind of an obnoxious person. But as far as the conflict in radio, I've been in radio 50 years, and I haven't met anybody like that.
Hmm.
Can you think of anybody, Ted?
Not really.
We don't have to name a name, but I can't think of anybody. But that's interesting what you say there. I know that in a lot of businesses, that's probably true. And how do you deal with that person? People have left jobs when they say between them and their boss, a personality conflict. You got to get into that sometime because that is something that's real too. Well, okay, let's talk about something more important. How about National Dog Biscuit Day? Of course, it's also observed around the world as International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day.
Oh, that's wordy.
Do you have a favorite one? Do you have a favorite one, Steve?
Dog biscuits come in a variety of sizes, shapes, and flavors, you know. They serve to reward a man's best friend for good behavior as part of their training. I do not have a dog anymore, but I always like to have a little something on hand just because it's a good way to train a dog because they will respond to it and they will learn. My daughter has two rat terriers, Rudy and Pete, and whenever I go over there, I get into her pantry and I get out these little bacon-looking strips. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. And I will just parse them up and feed them to them.
Yeah, you have one and they have
one. Yeah, so I go to there and the first thing, I say, hi, Rudy, hi, Pete. Then I say, treats, and they start
and
going
they start
crazy.
Going, yeah.
Going around in circles, you know, jumping up and down. Yeah. But, so I've trained them to do about treats.
Did you ever have an older brother talk you into eating one?
No, but I've tasted when I was young, yeah, when I was a kid. They're pretty bland, really. We had a dog when I was a kid. I tried it, yeah. I wouldn't try the pasty dog food. I understand there are very poor people who are older who will eat dog food, but I would not do that. Anyway, have you ever tasted a biscuit?
I think I may have over my years with a brother who bullied me on occasion.
All right. Well, however you choose to celebrate it, it's National Dog Biscuit Day. 6:55. Thanks,
all
guys.
Right.
6:55, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. COVID relief bill is moving through the House. We have the story on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.